Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Back here on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They offer more than just electricity. Their community outreach team collaborates with schools, parents, and students, creating engaging learning experiences. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. It is time to talk to our friends from the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross. The executive director is in studio. That is John Mitchell. John, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. Good to see you.
We've got a lot to talk about. The Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross, kind of home base here is Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, but a pretty expansive area that you cover.
That's true. 16 counties from state line to state line. And we couldn't do that without volunteers. 90% of what we do is volunteer-driven. And today I would like to introduce to you and to everybody else out in listening land that Skip Rizuka is one of our awesome volunteers that does a really unique program, and I'll let him talk about that.
Sounds good. Skip, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you today?
Doing very, very good. A Red Cross volunteer. Tell me about how all of that happened for you first.
Oh, wow. Well, I came to the Red Cross in 2017, and I was a retiring middle school counselor, and we had Hurricane Harvey hit in September. And the Red Cross was looking for people with mental health backgrounds to deploy. And so I had signed up and ended up deploying to Houston, Texas for Hurricane Harvey, and have been with the Red Cross ever since.
How about that? Yeah, Harvey was one of those tough storms that just kind of came ashore and just sat in Texas and dumped more rain than you could even think about.
It really did, and so many people were affected, and I had the opportunity to work at the Brown Convention Center, where at one time there were 15,000 people being sheltered. Mm. By the time I had gotten there, it was down to about 6,000, but those folks were kind of the hard to place, but it was really an emotional and, kind of life-changing experience for me.
So I'm sure that since then you've been involved with the Red Cross. What are some of the other things that you have done with the Red Cross as a volunteer?
Well, it's like so many volunteers, we all wear a lot of different hats. I was primarily involved with the disaster mental health, and I'm the coordinator for the chapter for that. And I also do onboarding and some of the training for the Red Cross here locally. I've been involved in damage assessment, some of the other local deployments that we've had, and I've been involved with youth preparedness.
Well, that's kind of what we want to talk a little bit more about here. And tell me, first of all, how did youth preparedness come about for you as kind of a passion?
Well, I had a second career as a middle school counselor. I went back to school at 51 after taking an early retirement with PepsiCo, and became a middle school counselor for the next 9 years. And have always enjoyed working with youth. And when this opportunity came about, it originally started with a program called Pillowcase, which was geared toward third through fifth graders. And in 2021, they added, the Red Cross added this program called Pedro. It was Pedro the Penguin, and it's a preparedness with Pedro, and it's geared toward kids K through 2.
Now, remind me, was the pillowcase, was that to, have a few things in your pillowcase? Is that what that was about, if I remember right?
Yes, it originally came about out of Hurricane Katrina, when the local chapter down there saw a lot of students leaving their dormitories with everything stuffed into a pillowcase. And over the years, it morphed into a program where we taught disaster preparedness to that third grade through fifth grade age group. And the idea behind the pillowcase is that each student got a pillowcase that they could decorate on their own. And what was supposed to go into the pillowcase was their go kit, so to speak.
Interesting. And so from that came a program for the younger kids. And John and I were just talking about, you know, his daughter, she was more interested in lightning than actually watching the MTSU game when you went. And, you know, it's just the power of mascots and you know, animation, that kind of thing.
It really is. It's, you know, I asked to begin with, I'm going, you know, why on earth Pedro? That kind of sounds weird. And why a penguin? Well, you know, Pedro the penguin kind of rolls off your tongue to begin with. But also, apparently, the Red Cross had done some research and found out that kids in that age group really like penguins. So putting the two together created a pretty effective program.
So there are several different aspects of this. There are videos. It looks like there are even, you know, like coloring sheets and books and all this around preparing with Pedro. Maybe kind of talk about the scope of how this has continued to grow.
Sure. The program itself consists of a teacher or instructor that's been trained to instruct youth and an assistant that reads a story. And this story is about Pedro and his human friend Maya and her mother. And through this, they hit on six key topics about what does the smoke alarm sound like, smoke alarms in general, the importance of having an escape plan, how to get low and go, a meeting place if something does happen for the family, and once you get out of a house, stay out. And it's all geared around this idea, as is most of the youth preparedness training, around the concept of learning, then practicing, and then sharing. And so the students get a booklet that, again, they can color in, they can take home. But the idea is that they learn the material in class in a fun, age-appropriate way. They practice it. So, for instance, the getting low and some of those things that they can have some fun with. And then they're tasked with taking the book home and reading the story with their parents, which will hopefully encourage them to develop a plan.
You know, and it's really expansive. One thing, too, it is also in English and in Spanish. So that
it absolutely is.
That helps a lot, too, especially with the high Spanish population that we have here in Tennessee, really.
Absolutely. And actually, in terms of topics, we focus on home fire here, but the material itself has been flexed into such things as when they open a shelter. There's a Pedro goes to a shelter. They talk about wildfires, about tornadoes, tsunamis, earthquakes, floods, extreme heat. So the program has been flexed from not just fire prevention, but that's what we focus on here, to many other applications.
Yeah, I see. Flood, hurricane, we don't deal with hurricanes very much, but tornadoes, winter storms, and even power outage, which you think, you know, the power could go out for any number of reasons, but you can also understand why that may be frightening to, you know, someone in kindergarten or first or second grade.
Yeah, absolutely right. And part of the program, the interesting part of the program, too, is that there is a section in there where you teach the children calming techniques, and it falls under the category of chilling out with Pedro, but it teaches them how to breathe slowly in and slowly out, which is a great technique for, you know, reducing heart rate and stress overall.
Now, is this, and Skip Ruzicka is joining us today as we talk about Prepare with Pedro and really the educational opportunities that are there for our young people, K through two, especially. I know that it looks like there is even a curriculum for classrooms and things that can use this, but I'm wondering about, could this be something that's brought into your homeschool program that you have if you've got your kids in homeschool?
Oh, it absolutely can. You know, for example, I mean, they've done some training with the Girl Scouts, the Daisy Girl Scouts. There's no reason why, you know, if a small cluster of homeschool folks get together, that there could not be the program presented there. So it's very flexible. It doesn't have to be in the school system. It could be at churches.
Yeah, just in any number of things. And I'm looking on the Red Cross website, and all I did was search for Prepare with Pedro, and there are all kinds of things that are here, activity books, videos, animated videos, and it's not just English and Spanish. I just ran across, you know, there are several languages, Russian, German, you know, so it really hits just about everybody, it seems.
It really does, and that's the whole idea. And it's not only to make the kids aware, but it's also to make the parents aware, because they're going to sit down with their child and go over this stuff. And then if they need, for instance, smoke detectors, the Red Cross can provide smoke detectors. So one kind of twist you can pull off of the program is create a sheet that if the family does need smoke detectors, then they can send the sheet back in, and we can go out and install their smoke detectors for them at no cost.
Yeah. John, I noticed that the FEMA has picked up on this as well, because it's on ready.gov even, so on FEMA's website. So they're also using this. So it's a great partnership to kind of get the message out.
It really is. I mean, that's the strength of the Red Cross. You know, we're a national organization, and we have great partnerships, but we have great resources that are being developed. I've talked to several people, and when they see some of the trainings we have and they compare it to what they've done, they said, this is top shelf. You know, this is really good. So, yeah, we're proud of this program, and Skip does an excellent job of, you know, letting people know that, you know, whatever your career path is or wherever you are in your life, you know, we can give you an opportunity to have a real positive impact on people. And we would encourage you to consider joining the Red Cross and seeing where you may fit.
And I guess, Skip, it's just as easy as reaching out and saying, you know, I'd like to explore being a volunteer.
It truly is. Reach out to a volunteer or go to redcross.org. And you'll see where you can go ahead and start the application, and that will get the ball rolling.
Sounds good. Skip, thanks for joining us today.
Well, it was great to be here, and thank you so much for having me, Brian.
Absolutely, absolutely. John,
thank you, Skip.
You've got all kinds of great folks that you can bring on, so we appreciate hearing from them each time.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brian. Thanks for giving us this opportunity.
Absolutely. John Mitchell joining us from the heart of Tennessee, American Red Cross, and volunteer Skip Ruzicka as well. We'll have the podcast up shortly if you want to check that out, and links to Prepare with Pedro also in the podcast section. Have a great day, everybody. See you back here next time.